Be'ezras Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shmini, the eighth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Kalayim, the laws of forbidden mixtures in the Sefer Zeirim, where the Rambam concludes this halachas of this part of Kalayim, which is where these halachas of Kalayim come into Zeirim, which are regarding plantations, specifically of the Klal Kerem and the Aris, which we're going to describe, and also some general rules regarding the distancing of the forbidden mixtures of a vineyard. The Rambam begins halacha alf regarding to qualify what is this aris, this trellis, and distancing one from it. Hagafanim shegadlu kibriyasin. So if you have grapevines that grow in their normal way, their natural way of habitat, and the branches and the clusters are all just laying there on the ground the way vines normally grow, that's what's called a vineyard. Which again, if you have that minimum of two rows and three on each. But someone that makes like a bed, in that concept of a bed, or a platform that's elevated from the ground, so that the branches and the clusters could go and draw on it the way vines do grow if they have that opportunity, and therefore the branches from the vines are actually going up from the ground on that trellis, the hidla oisai, and that's hanging from them. That's what's called an aris. And vayisim akonim, and those reeds, v'kayitzbem, and things similar like that, sha'asmem mita, oisavacha, that from that the bed or this platform is made from, v'hitlalin esnaif agefen, and on that we hang the branches of the vines, him and the krim afef yaris, those reeds themselves are called afef yaris. And says Ram b'din machem yesh ba'aris, and there's a very different halachas that apply to the aris, the trellis, than what we had spoken about in previous parakim from your classic kerem from the vineyard, which those are growing on the ground. Halacha beis, hanatei shura achas shal chamish kfan mayasav. Someone plants one row of five grapevines or more. The aris lagabe kaisel gavayasara, and you go and you draw it, you hang it on top of a wall that's high 10 tvachim, or anything similar like that. Shinaton b'tzad charid, said you planted on the side of a ditch that's amek asar b'dach v'abo, that's deep 10 tvachim and 4 tvachim wide. So harid elin nekron aris. This is what's called as an aris. V'tzarech laharchik min aris arba amis, and you have to distance from this trellis an area of dalet amis, and that's the chiddush. Although we had said in prior prakim that when you have one row, even if 100, for sure if it's just 5, it's not a vineyard, and you wouldn't have to distance more than 6 tvachim. When they made like a trellis, that's like a vineyard, and yeah, you would have to distance dalet amos, and only ba'achach is only then you could plant. The way you distance from a vineyard. Now, from where does one measure? It's from the base of the wall that one is hanging the vines on. As Ram illustrates. Let's say you distance the row of the grapevines from the wall that is going to be hanging on. And the area of Amma, you know, you didn't plant right by the wall itself. Now, the nimtza ha'aris min ha'kfanim la'kaisel. Now, it comes out the aris from the kfanim to the wall. That's how you're taking these beams and hanging it over the wall. So, ma'idim min ha'kaisel arba'amis v'zirah. So, you have to measure from the wall dalet amos, and then you could plant. Meaning, it, from the other side of the wall, not where the grapes are. So although generally that we say actually a wall actually what separates if it's 10 tvachim high, here actually since the trellis is what actually it's hanging on the wall, so actually the wall actually becomes like the roots of the vines themselves, and actually you have to actually distance from the wall, not even as we normally do from the roots of the vines themselves. So nimzah comes out, bein azera, bein ikra, gefanim, chamesh amos, actually between the seeds, let's say the vegetables that you're planting, and from the roots of the grapevines, actually 5 amos, because you're not measuring from them. Now, but when bol lezroy mitzad hagvam, let's say you come to plant on the other side, the side of where the vines are, then machrig mekar hagvam maramas, then you have to distance stringently this way from the roots of the grapevines, 4 amas. Shenim tzerochim min hakaisel maramas, which is going to be distance from the wall, 5 amas. Valderek zudan mechaloras, and that's how you qualify every time you do by the trellis, where it's going to be stringently on either one. Halacha dalet. Now, whether you first built the wall and then you planted the vines, or if someone first planted and then made the wall, but once you mount it on top of this trellis, it has the halachic qualification as a aris. Now, neres hagadar, but let's say that wall got destroyed, or that ditch got closed up, which again, one's in height and one's in depth, then ain't ka aris, and you don't have the halach of aris anymore. Then rather, you're going to consider that whole row of vines like singular because there's no two rows, and again, you only have to distance 6 tefachim. Now, halacha hey, the Rambam discusses now what's called piskei aris. Aris shachar v'mtzai. Let's say you had this whole area of trellis, which is planted on top of these beds, or these platforms. But the middle part got destroyed now. But you still have 5 grapevines from one side of the wall, on one side, and you have 5, which maybe the walls protected it from the storm, whatever it was, and you have 5 vines on by the other wall that's facing on the other side. So Zaha Nikra Piske Aris. This was called pieces of the aris, of the trellis. So Imyesh Binayim Shemoina Amas Ve'echad Meshishim Amas. If you have between them an area of 8 amas and 1/60th of an amma, then that reason Marchad Mikol Shur Shish Tvachim. And again, all you have to do is distance from each row an area of 6 Tvachim, because the halacha of a row of 5 vines is like we said, like one singular vine, because it's not a karam. But again, you have to have this area of 6 Tvachim. And then you can plant between them and the wall, or between the roots of the grapevines going outwards. So although by karachas akerim, we said when the middle part of a vineyard gets bald, you actually have to have 16 amas in every direction. By piskei aris, it's enough. As long as you just have a distance of 8 amas and more, that's already going to be permitted. Like we said, the halachas of aris are different than that of a karam. Now, v'hu, but that's as long as shleizer tachas hafifarios, k'mesh brown, as long as you don't plant beneath the hafifarios, which is the actual pieces of the trellis itself, like we explained in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Vav, ha'yivinem shmoin amas b'tzimtzim. If let's say you have between them exactly 8 amas, well, then harizu le'yizr l'sham, then you cannot plant over there. It has to be, like we said, 8 amas and another 60th of an amma. Now, v'mziran, let's say he did plant, but as long as you did distance from each row, 6 tefachim, harizu le'kid, it's not going to make it into klein. Now, v'mainsham gadol, but if there's no wall, then Machir Mikol Shur Shish Tvachim Zera, then yeah, you could always just distance 6 Tvachim from every row and plant, because she ain't kind of like Aris, but like Piskars, because now you don't have not the trellis, and then you have the pieces of the trellis, which is the remnants of it. Now, Chazar Ban HaGadab, let's say you go and rebuild the wall, okay, then Chazar Aris Lam Kami, then the Halach of the trellis comes back, and Chazar Piskars Lam Kami, and then the Halach of the pieces of the trellis, whichever it is going to come back to its place. Halach of Zandram continues regarding planting near an Aris. If you have a small garden, shimukafes gadol, which is surrounded with a wall, the eris es hagfanim, so and you elevate it with what the trellis is of the grapevines, savivla, around that small garden, mibachutz, from outside the wall, al kol kselah, on all the walls surrounding this garden. So im yeshba, so if you have inside this garden, the minimum, maloi beitzer v'saloi, mikan, you have the area of where the one who's harvesting the grapes, with his basket that he's using to gather the grapes, which that's actually an area of 2 amas, an amma for the harvester and an amma for his basket. You have that amount mikon on this side. You have that amount on this side, meaning on the inside, which is what you need to have to gather the grapes from that area. So since it's surrounded with a wall, in other words, although that the aris contains an area of 4 amas outside the wall, like we said on Lacha Gimel, that's specifically when there's only one wall. But when the garden is totally surrounded with a wall, so then it's not qualified like a vineyard. And Zarin B'techi Yirak, you're allowed to plant vegetables inside of it. But if you don't have that measurement of the amount of how much you could have a harvester on this side and on this side, which, like we said, is 2 amas and 2 amas, this is 4 amas, then Ein Zarin B'techa, then one is not allowed to plant inside, even if he distances accordingly. And the reason Nishanir Hakol Ka'aris Echad V'yark B'teichah, because it all looks like one aris, one trellis, because you have to understand, inside they got the guy harvesting this side, this guy harvesting this side, and it looks like one big trellis, because you don't have that amount of space, and like you have a vegetable inside of it. So therefore, since it's so small, it looks like as if the seeds of the vegetables are in the vineyard, as if it's all connected. Halacha Ches, Gufanim Shayizruim B'Madrega Gevayim. Let's say there were grapes that were planted on a high platform. So besides that, it's starting off on a high platform. Then you have the trellis, which takes it even higher. It's going out. Now it's leaning over the field that's right by it. what we're talking about here is that it's a formation of five grape vines. And it has to have at least five, like we said, even though it's not even two and two. And it's also going over a wall, which is 10 tefachim high. Because if it wouldn't be planted on a high space, then it would have the halacha as an aris, and you would have to distance four amis from the wall going outward, like we said in halacha beis and gimel. Now, but since the grapevines are planted on the high platform, so the halacha is going to be different as we're explaining. Im oimid ba'aretz abayt says kulei, so if the person could stand on the ground, and they could harvest all those grapes by reaching up, which is coming over him, then roin kalamakam shtachas ha'aretz, so then you see the whole area that's beneath the trellis, ki'iluhu makam ikragvam, as if it's the place of the roots of the grapevines, and va'isar ba'amis basadl chal ruach, misvas aretz, so then it's going to make the whole area of four amis in the field in every direction forbidden from the edge of the trellis, in other words, from the wall that the trellis is on. Now, v'mein yoch livtzer. Now, but if he can't reach up and harvest, atshial v'medrega besulam, until he goes up onto steps or onto some type of a ladder, then einos lezroya el atachas aris b'vav. Then it's only forbidden to plant beneath the aris itself. Because even by a single vine, we say Yinala plant beneath that of the branches. But however, we don't say that the whole area becomes like the area of, meaning you don't have to distance four amis in every direction from the field, from the edge of that aris. You're not plant beneath it, but you don't have that halacha. It's only if you could literally stand in the field and reach up, then we consider that as part of that area, and then you would have to distance a dalal amis from the edge of that aris. Halacha test. Shnei kesalim smuchen zel zel. You have two walls that are perpendicular near each other. V'hagafanim netuim bazabes b'neim. Now you have grapevines that are planted in the corner between them. V'aris yetzim kesalim mitecha keren. Now you have a trellis that's going out with the walls from the corner. V'chol, and then it ends at some point. So marchik mikar gafan kasher. So you have the distance from the roots of the vines according to the halachic measurements. And you can plant right there where it ends. And the reason is, as long as she'en olav aris, as long as there's no aris hanging over those vegetables. Now, vav b'yashazer mechubin mishnei aksalim, although the seeds are in between the area of the two walls, she'bineim o'ha aris, which between them is this where this aris is also, but we don't consider the whole area between the walls as a vineyard. And the reason is, since you're distancing according to the required measurement, I raise a rib, but like some, one is allowed to plant other vegetables between the walls. As again, we said that these halachas of aris are different than that of a vineyard. Halacha Yud Ram continues regarding distancing from the vines, from what point, and also regarding as it hangs over something else in regards to the laws of klein. So Geffen, if there's a grapevine, says Ram Halacha Yud, Sha'al ha'eit shalom in the aretz ma'at, where its wood, the vine, elevates from the ground a little bit, and then it bends, and it continues going on the ground, and then it goes back up again, like a knee, the way a knee is bent. So when you have to measure these halachas, like we said, between the grapevine and to distance between those other seeds you're planting, whether it be shishu tefachim, six tefachim, or yabamas, or dalamas, again, depending if we qualify it as a vineyard or not, we only measure from the end of the knee, which is the later point, not from the base of the first vine, because ultimately it looks like it's coming out from where the knee point is, where it bends and goes up, and therefore that's where we measure from. Halacha Yud Aleph, Kfar Be'am, this is Ram, we already explained Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, that even though you distance from the area of where this between the seeds and the vines according to the required measurements, but still we said, you have to be careful that the grapevine doesn't lean over the vegetables, or to have the vegetables leaning over the grapevines. Now, let's say someone planted vegetables or grain and it sprouted, and then only subsequently the problem happens that you didn't do it that way, but then it does end up leaning over the vines. So hakashim mutarim. So the straw is actually permitted because that was planted permissibly. But vadagin, the grain that grows later, when it finally is now leaning over, then it yudalik, that you have to burn, because that's a problem of klein. Let's say, as we're talking about over here, where it subsequently only later becomes a problem. If the roots of the vines end up going out into that area of dalat amas that was separating between the vineyard and the grain, you have to rip that up. So let's say the roots of the grain actually subsequently goes out within the Deralmas. That's mutter. That's going to be permitted. And the reason for that is Rav Vaz explains, because the vineyard is the problem. The roots of the vines are like the grapes, but the roots of the grain is not a problem like the grain itself, and never that would be permitted. Halachi Beis Rama continues regarding the measurements of this required distances of a problem of klaim is kalar chakis vashir and hamur b'klaim. All the distances, all the measurements that we're talking about here in the laws of forbidden mixtures of klaim is ba'ama b'shishu tefachim sechikis, is a measurement of six tefachim amas, where there's many different ways to measure an ama, which is like from the elbow to the, it's like the arm of a person. Now, that's in measuring six hand breaths. Now, in contrast to five tefachim, and additionally, the six tefachim are what's called loose, like smiling when it gets a little bit loosened. That's how you measure that. It's like a little light, a looser of a hand, of a fist. And we don't have a constricted measurement by climb, which would be a tefach atziv, like the press, but a tighter fist. Because we only would do that as doing a constricted tefach, only as a stringency. For example, let's say you have two rows in a vineyard, and between them you have four amas atzuvais. So although they're not seichikais, we would consider that as a karim, as a vineyard, to make it problematic. So, but generally we do it, which is generally stringency the other way, as to how much you have to distance, of six tefachim that are seichikais, that are the looser, the larger tefach. Lachi Gimel, another one discussed regarding klai karim as they apply out of Eretz Yisrael. All these measurements that we said that we have to distance between the grapevines and the grain or yarik or between the vegetables, in it's only in Eretz Yisrael or in Syria, but out of Eretz Yisrael, one is allowed to plant on the side of the grapevines in the vineyard even initially. The only thing we made forbidden and out of Eretz Yisrael was either to plant two types of vegetables or grains with the grape seed in one handful. Now, the reason for that is because since in Eretz Yisrael, that would actually be a liability of lashes, so that they would go in Chutz La'aretz. But for the primary halacha of klayim, that was not forbidden. Now, and if someone tells a Gentile child to plant from out of Eretz Yisrael, mutter, that would even be permitted. But it should not tell adult Gentile. And the reason is Shleischav B'Yisos, it shouldn't be confused with a Jew, to think, oh, adults are allowed to do that. And therefore, that might come to be doing at least this, what is problematic in Chutz La'aretz, which is to do it all the three at the same time, which that is prohibited Chutz La'aretz. Halachi dal na va'ava pishamutl is dry yark b'tzad akem Chutz La'aretz. Although, as we said, you're allowed to plant a regular vegetable on the side of a vineyard out of Eretz Yisrael, but haray oisa hayark hazru shem asa b'chila. But still, that vegetable that is planted over there is forbidden to be eaten. Va'afel b'chutz La'aretz even out of Eretz Yisrael. But v'hu that is only shiro oisa lekan merch, only if you see the guy harvesting and selling it. Where, okay, we know that rabbinically we're considering that as klayim. Av sveikoy mutter, but if it's at least a situation of doubt, then it's going to be permitted, even though you're in doubt maybe that this was planted from those that were planted right next to the vines. K'mesh b'ran m'hilchaz machos, like we explained in halachas of forbidden food items in Perek Yud, halacha Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis.